like show business, like no business I know. Everything about it is appealing, everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bow. There's no people like show.
I fell asleep on the beach.
Yeah.
I'm 45.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey, everybody. I'm Neil Brennan. I'm in Seattle.
Oh, boy. Oh,
no. It's the summertime. It got chilly. The fog rolled in. I was like, yuck, I better put my Carhartt hat on to show everybody I'm a real dude. Because some of my black friends told me, real dudes wear Carhartt hats, even in the summertime. So that's what I'm doing. I'm Neil Brennan. Anyway, some fan wrote in, because, you know, I was trashing Neil about on Monday. You know Neil, right?
I do.
So he was doing a thing.
Okay.
That's his brother. He was doing a thing. He did a video where he was pretending, whatever. Anyway.
No, go ahead.
What?
Finish that.
Can we show the video again?
You think
it'll take
know.
A second.
Is
anyway,
it on
Neil.
Twitter or Instagram?
Huh? It's on Twitter and Instagram.
It's on Twinstagram. Should be on Grindr. Am I right, guys?
Yep.
Anybody?
No.
Okay.
It's gonna take a while.
Yeah. It's
Neil was shitting on.
Load up.
All right.
Neil was shitting on Radiohead.
Oh. What?
You were here. You're a real fucking maroon. How many deep are you today?
Yeah.
Only three.
Anyway, Neil was wearing a Carhartt hat. He was doing a video about should he be grateful or should artists
grateful
be
one.
Grateful?
Right, right.
Yes.
And he kept saying, he said artists like four times.
Okay.
And then he was like, I told fans to go troll him on it because it's fucking ridiculous. And then he compared himself to, he said Radiohead shouldn't be grateful. I mean, Radiohead always says how grateful they are. And, you know, to their fans. But I'm like, they're selling out, like, mega arenas.
Yeah.
And Neil sold out a little room in fucking Boise, Idaho, or Seattle, or Portland.
Do you guys have a good one?
Like, look at this. So,
sold out last night.
Wow,
can we do a split screen?
Got to do the humble brag at the beginning.
You do a really good Neil.
Yeah, they're related.
Well,
same parents.
Really? Yep. Both of them?
Mother and father.
Wow.
Yeah, boy. See, what he tried to do was he like, smell this hat.
No.
I didn't buy this hat. I've had this hat. I've been wearing fucking Carhartt.
By the way.
Way before the fags in Chelsea did.
I'd rather suck your
way
dick than
before.
Sell that hat.
Way before. So I used to go to Dave's on 6th Avenue, and they had a lot of Carhartt.
They're like
and then,
$7.
Yeah,
these are $9 hats.
They're
so I just get a new one every season.
Yeah, you got
it. So anyway, so Neil even has the Carhartt fucking thing.
Well, maybe they're sponsoring him. Maybe.
No, he just does it because it's like, that's how his black friends do it. You got to represent your brand.
Hey, John Legend, you like my hat?
John Legend and his fucking cunt wife.
Oh, yeah, no.
She's a real...
I got stuck on a plane. I'm a model. So he does that. First of all, last night, me and my wife were talking about how when I start dating my wife, Neil, like a month later, I'll get my wife on to fucking testify.
Sure.
A month later, Neil says to me, he goes, I'm dating someone who looks like Zuli. I'm not even kidding.
Wow.
He started dating someone who looked like my wife.
Maybe he just looks up to you.
Yeah, he does. So, but then he acts like he's the most original motherfucker of all time. You know, like, and then he's like, should I be grateful for fans? Should artists be grateful? I'm like, first of all, you're not an artist. And Radiohead actually makes people happy.
Yeah.
So I don't know why you're acting like Radiohead's not good. Radiohead's fucking great.
Yeah.
And but that's what hacks do. They think like, I'm Radiohead because Radiohead's not cool anymore. So now they're fucking like, that's the new thing to fucking. Why don't you go after Nickelback? That's what the real hacks do. Hey, Nickelback. Hey, if you're a comic and you shit on Nickelback, you're a bigger hack than Nickelback.
It's a fucking you're Nickelback hack.
And you know, and then also, she had another shout out to my wife. She fucked me last night.
Nice.
Oh. Third shout out to my wife is that she was listening to. I guess I don't know if my wife's a fucking. She's a bit of a witch or something. She always knows. She's
you
like,
are.
She goes. Mm-hmm. She goes, Bobby Kelly, you were on Bobby Kelly's show the other day? And I go, how'd you know that? She goes, I was just listening to it. I was like, hmm. So I don't even think I was tagged in it. She sometimes, like, I guess she listens to Bobby Kelly's show and she can't go to sleep.
Sure.
So anyway.
It'll knock you right out.
I was on the show, you know, and then after, I was only out for like a minute. It was when Eddie Iff, we were waiting for Eddie Iff. Remember, I went. So then apparently when I left, I didn't listen to it yet. Bobby Kelly was basically shitting on Neil. So Bobby Kelly's coming around. He said he's never seen Neil in a conversation with another dude, and the other dude's laughing. And I'm like, that's a fucking, that's a perfect fucking thing. Because Neil don't make you laugh. Neil, like, yeah. But you know what I mean? If you see Neil talking to someone, the other guy's never laughing.
Yeah, well, you know.
So all the shit I've ever said about Bobby Kelly, I take back. I don't think he's fat. I think he's big boned.
A nice head of hair.
Yeah, he's a handsome guy.
Sure.
Like, he's on my side now.
Yeah. He did something really funny to Rich Voss, I heard, on Jim and Sam this morning. He was on?
Rich
was on the show, but apparently Bobby...
Oh, but Bobby wasn't, was he?
No, Bobby Kelly was not, but they met at the garage, and Rich said, hey, can you give me a ride to my car? And he goes, yeah, sure. So the car pulls up, and it's a brand-new Range Rover, and he goes, yeah, it's a nice new car. And he goes, yeah, thanks. Yeah, just jump in. I got to get something out of the trunk. And so Bobby Kelly gets in the car with the seatbelt on, sitting there, and then about 5 minutes later, the attendant in the garage comes up and goes, sir, you know, can I help you? And he goes, oh, my friend. He goes, oh, no, he drove away already. He just put him in somebody else's car.
No,
the story was very convoluted.
Well, it happened on the radio. I heard it on the radio this morning.
Well,
so
Voss got Bobby Kelly in a fake car?
No, Bobby Kelly got Voss in a fake car. It was like basically some car pulled up and Bobby Kelly goes.
At the garage at West 4th Street?
That's my car. Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. Right, next to the McDonald's.
Oh.
And so he said, get in the car. Look, fucking blame Jim and Sam. It's not my story to tell.
Voss has a nice car. He's got a Beamer. He always asks me to walk him to his car.
A 190 Mercedes Benz.
He does. Mm-hmm.
Why?
Just in case anything happens to him. He knows.
Wait, he asked you to walk him to his car?
Yes, all the time.
And Bonnie, don't have a problem with it?
No, Bonnie's my bitch. She's my homegirl.
So yeah. Once you walk him to his car, then what do you do?
He just burped in the microphone.
But you're not. I'm not.
I don't think Jews should have BMWs.
Jews.
I don't know. I feel like
they're
Bavarian
German?
Motor Works.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like
the worst is when they buy that Mercedes car that looks like an SS car, the G model or something.
Yeah, the G wagon, right? Yeah,
the G wagon. It looks like a fucking SS car. All it's missing is those flags in the front.
Right,
and
exactly.
The Jews are so. Your friend's a Jew, right? Mika Fox.
Mika, yes, she's an excellent, excellent Jew.
One of the top 40 Jews.
Even when she's here, when she's not here, I can't. She had a funny tweet the other day.
Yep.
Can we read it?
This is great.
Are you going to wear the hat the whole time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I get hot.
Mika and I have a show together on the...
plug it. Plug it. What's the show?
It's called Two Coke Queens.
Coat?
And it's Coke.
Do you like to do cocaine?
No, it's just for the show.
You're going to do a couple of bumps?
Yeah. Well, we're going to give out free Coke with every ticket purchase.
Damn.
A little bit.
It's $150 each.
No, just like a tiny bit. No, it's the 28th at the Slipper Room. And we're taking over for Seth Herzog's show that week.
Seth.
Why do you call it Coke Queens?
Two Coke Queens. Have you heard of Two Dope Queens?
Yeah, it's a big popular podcast thing, right?
No, it was an HBO show.
Okay,
don't
worry. It started as a podcast.
Thank you. I can't
see it. It did start off as a podcast.
Okay. It didn't?
No, it did.
Oh. Yeah, my wife just listened to it.
Your wife listens to a lot of stuff.
Can we get the Mika?
Mika.
Sorry. Can we get the Mika Fox?
Mika.
I feel like we're waiting for a...
Mika.
In relation to Samantha Fox? Remember her, that blonde English girl with the big tits in the 80s?
No.
Nope.
And Samantha Fox. Samantha Fox.
Nope.
I want to have some fun.
Oh, yeah, and also I want to get this out. I'm doing some house cleaning today. Nice. Listen, this fucking piece of shit thinks Jim and Sam is like the biggest show on the planet. And he also is desperate to be on Chip Chipperson. So can you guys get a thing going?
I'll be on Chip today. I love Chip.
You're the person
on Chip today?
Mm-hmm.
Were you just on?
Yeah.
So you just... She got yours.
Well, it was never even offered to me, so it's not really my spot.
Remember you on last week?
Yeah.
2 weeks in a row?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, you must have killed.
I love Chip.
Are you filling in for the other girl?
Is it Christina?
Yeah.
I might be. I don't know what happened to her.
She's not there?
I don't know what happened to her. I don't know. I wasn't close with her or anything.
Are you in the side chair?
I'm not like in the hot seat. Like the first time it was like, you know, Chip really gives it to you the first time you go on.
Oh, but are you, when Chip's here, are you right here?
No, nobody's right there anymore.
No.
I'm like to the side. I'm next to Kumia.
Did she quit?
That's
no, she's
wondering.
Still there.
Okay.
Stina?
Hasn't been for the past 2 weeks.
She's away for vacation?
She'll probably be there too.
She might be there today. Right. Great. We'll be reunited. I can't wait.
She wasn't there last week?
Not. Well, it's not.
Oh. No. You would know, right?
I was there.
And there was no other female there.
There was another female. She was like a sex, like a columnist.
Yeah.
Or like a drug, something about drugs.
Sex and drugs columnist.
Right. That's a drug columnist,
she was a genius.
And rock and roll, too.
Yep. She was great.
Chocolate cake. Well, that's cool. We'll have fun tonight.
I've never found the Micah Fox tweet, huh? Just can't even, she's got a lot of followers. There she, there's our show. Yay. Hey. Isn't that a great picture?
Oh, Queens.
He shoots it. Isn't that cute?
Bonnie McFarlane, Christy Sestar, D.
Christy, just spit it out. Just say D.
Easy for you to say.
You can just
Christy
say D.
Stefano. I never say it right, do I? Christy.
I think it's DiStefano.
Stefano. But there was a Mike DiStefano. Dead.
He's dead of AIDS.
From heroin. Right. Of AIDS.
He was AIDS.
Oh. He did heroin, though.
Right.
Nice guy. Very good guy. Very funny guy.
Okay.
Dave's a good
and,
guy.
And don't forget Sherrod Small. You're not saying Sherrod's name?
Ah, Sherrod.
Are you guys beefing? Are you guys not friends?
Always beefing with black guys. Always beefing with black guys. You know that. Everybody knows that about me.
Sherrod's great.
Sherrod's absolutely.
Sherrod's always got a lot of energy.
He's got a lot of energy. People come out to see him. He's fun.
Yep.
Good time.
Okay, I got it here. God called a Christ killer this week. No offense, but if your God can be brought down by some Jew, he's weak as fuck. We can't even fight off pollen.
That's good.
All right,
because they're always sniffling and like, hey, I got my nose. I got it ready.
Very humid today.
Allergies. Humid. I got my allergies. I'm a filthy Jew, and I'm on my way to Goldman Sachs to do somebody out of their money.
Yep.
But I'm a very allergic, except to everything except money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it should be good.
Did you subtweet that?
I retweeted it.
Okay.
I thought it was funny.
It was.
Even if I don't like somebody, if they have a good tweet, I'll fuck it.
It's more of an Easter tweet, though. Huh? It's more of an Easter tweet.
Oh, around the death of Christ.
Seasonal?
Yeah, it's a seasonal tweet. Yeah, she should.
I mean, you give her credit for knowing that they even did that, you know?
Knowing anything
about Catholicism.
Yeah. Do you ever see that Mel Gibson, The Passion of the Christ? I mean, every Jew in that movie, they're like, kill him. Like, they're like,
Mel Gibson's a genius.
He
says to the Jews in Hollywood, suck my dick. I keep trying to shut him down. Then they give him an award. Wasn't he like nominated for an Oscar?
Oh, yeah, he got an Academy
last year.
Yeah, for that movie about the pacifist guy.
And he's made millions and billions of dollars.
Brought him back.
Movies. They can't stop him. He's like one of the guys who just goes, "You guys, I'm so good looking."
He's on tape saying, "I hope you get raped by a pack of niggers," and they let him back into the club. They were like, "All right, Mel, you got drunk."
For the record, I was in context.
It was totally in context. It's Mel Gibson. You can.
What did he say again?
Even did the Mel Gibson voice when you said it.
All right, but Thunderdome.
What did he say again?
Can you pull it up?
No, it's too hard to find. Could get Mika's fucking tweet.
Micah.
So they're not going to get that.
Okay, well, basically,
they've been doing shows since 6 a.m., right? What time did you guys get here?
There's nobody over there.
8:30.
Oh.
That's pretty hilarious.
There he is.
They're off next week, so they got everyone's pre-taping.
Why?
Right.
For a week off for vacation.
In hotter water.
You guys make enough money here to go on vacations?
Oh, I don't.
No.
We pre-tape some shows.
Yeah. I'm headed out on Friday, but it won't affect any of our shows. Don't worry.
You're headed out on Friday?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What are we going to do?
I don't know.
Where are you going?
Long Island.
Have sailing?
I'm going sailing like Bill Murray and What About Bob?
And they tie him to the masts. No, they Mel Gibson, when he divorced his wife.
Guy. Did you double book?
No.
Who is it? I don't know.
Sorry. Go ahead.
He's a fan from out of town. He thought Anthony was on in 10 minutes.
Bummer.
He doesn't want to come in.
He's going to go walk around.
Go take a lap.
Take a lap in this weather.
He's going to go to the Port Authority.
Go buy a Lucy on 35th and 7th Avenue.
He probably thought I was Neil with my Carhartt hat on.
Exactly.
He didn't want to get Neilitis. Whatever AIDS he has.
Yeah.
So, What did he say again?
No,
I know, but it's why when he was divorcing his wife.
And the girl recorded him, the girl he was dating, and he's like, we would go to the, he was supposed to go to the hot tub and shut up and blow me. And then he goes, I hope you get raped by a pack of niggers and screaming. And
so you women do that, but that's tacky, am I right?
What, rape people in packs?
No. When you say to somebody, like when you in a fight, because in a fight, I say all kinds of shit to my wife.
Right, yeah. Oh, taping somebody while you're fighting.
Yeah, when you're in a fight in your own house.
Right. Right. Now that's
fucked
up.
I mean, that's fucking tacky. Yeah.
And she was like leading him on. She's like, I don't want to give you a blowjob.
She's like talking to this flower.
Exactly. Right. A lanyard. She's like, pull her collar out. She's like, how many niggers do you want to rape me? What's the exact number of niggers that he thinks they're right.
I'm trying not to say it for Lent. I mean, I gave up saying nigger, but.
Just curious, Mel.
I mean, if it's in context, then it kind of, but it always opens the floodgates.
I mean, you got to say it in the voice, at least, of the character that you're playing.
I can't. I don't really know her. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so Neil wore this stupid hat, but he's got it. You know, Neil's one of those guys who, like, I don't care what I look like, but he's like Jimmy Fallon. He cares about
every
piece of hair is, and he probably did it a couple times, did a couple takes, as they say in the business.
Maybe a couple different color Carhartt wool hats.
Oh, what a fucking faggot. Anyway.
Hats make your head really hot. Like, I never wear a hat. So
it's just the affectation of it. You know, like, it's the summer, and I'll wear a hat. You know, like, I'll wear short sleeves, but a hat.
Shorts and a hat.
You know, Seattle, the frog will roll in. It gets a little damp. You need a hot cup of coffee.
Yeah, the coldest
your local Starbucks.
I ever spent with summer and
Seattle. We even introduce you?
No.
Hi.
Okay, I don't know how to say your name. That's one of the reasons.
You know how to say Mika's perfectly, though.
Micah.
Oh, gotcha.
Why, you guys, neither one of you have a normal name to pronounce,
right?
What do
you mean? It's totally normal. Karen? It's Karen. It's Irish.
Karen.
Karen. Yeah, it's just a shorty.
Your dad's a lawyer?
No. Oh. Why?
You just look like your dad would be a lawyer.
If you're Irish, he's like a bread root.
Right, no, yeah.
He's not
a salesman.
He's
a retired.
Potato rolls.
My parents work on Nantucket now, which is lovely.
They live there year-round?
No, they live on the Cape.
Oh, what town?
Hyannis. Why? Don't bother my parents.
I'm not going to go anywhere.
You have lobsters on your shorts.
I sure do, and I got crabs in them.
That's why he wears the shorts, just to set up that lame joke.
That's right.
It's all gold, Chip Chipperson.
That's right.
Anyway, so get a thing going for him to tag Jim Norton, say to Brian P. McCarthy wants to be on his show real bad.
Yeah.
Either the morning show or Chip Chipperson. He'll actually pay. Won't you pay to be on Chip Chipperson? $50.
I would bring gifts. I bring gifts anyway.
No, bring a gift of money, $50.
No, I do like a. I do gift cards.
What do you got?
Well, like, would you like a gift?
Thank you.
Well, yes. I'm guessing not Lane Bryant. You're a wisp of a thing, aren't you?
If I asked you, first of all, Brian, I'm not going to lie. You make a bad first impression, so. So when you get on, you're never going to be back.
I'm such a fan of Chip Chipperson that you call me ceiling. Like a ceiling fan, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you say that, and he'll never talk to you again.
That's fine.
Chip has a rapier's wit. He's really funny.
A rape beard?
Very smart.
No, but it's hard to explain, but like you're people like you, but you don't make a good first because you don't have an edit button. You don't have a I shouldn't say this.
I have.
Button.
I'm just. Huh? I don't know. I'm look.
No, but I'm saying I like you. But I'm
like
saying
you
he won't like you. He won't.
No.
You already met him a couple of times. He doesn't like you. You called him one time. He met you in person.
Right.
He doesn't like you, Jim or Chip.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it doesn't matter if I do the show or not. I'd love to do it, but if I don't do it, it's not going to ruin my life. So,
I think I should go on with you on Jim and Sam because that will be then we could just
fun.
Shit on you.
I think that'd be
and
fun.
I could explain it. You don't like Chip can't really do a show with you because. You know, you got to talk about how you're blind and your whole backstory.
Yeah, it's too much. I know, I'm a bit too much.
You can't do that.
I know.
No, you can't do it on Chip. You could do it on Jim and Sam because I got 3 hours to kill every day and literally to kill.
Well, maybe Chip
they
could
go
like,
in, you could
Chip could say, like, how are you? Why are you blind?
And make
say,
the donuts.
Chip, I've been too busy. I jerked off too much, Chip. And then we just move on.
Yeah, you give him that gold. Yeah,
exactly. I'm just spitballing here. So.
Where did you guys meet?
Oh, man.
Ooh, you don't even want to know.
Yeah, I had a feeling.
Unsanded glory hole. I'm still picking out the splinters.
Yeah.
It's like asking where Laverne met Shirley.
Yeah.
Samil Shalom. No, you know Eddie Ift is?
No.
Eddie Ift, what a hack. What a tired hack. Oh, yeah, somebody else sent me. I'll read this, too.
Okay, let's go. This is fun when you read the tweets off your phone.
No, because, you know, I don't know anybody anything. And so if something happens, you know, whatever.
What do you do for Labor Day?
I'll be in L.A.
Oh,
yeah.
Goodness. What are you doing?
Brian loves to talk about what you're going to do on a
what
weekend.
You have done or what you're going to
do. Right.
Plans.
It feels like a very much a working trip, though. I'm doing shows, podcasts, a couple photo shoots. It's not going to be that fun.
Okay.
I'm going to be busy.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
I mean, it'll be fun, but it's not going to be.
You can't. Where are you staying?
At a hotel.
I know, but I mean, are you going there are you putting yourself up and everything, or is someone putting you up?
Somebody might be putting me up.
Yeah, so that's good.
Yeah.
Wait, do you have like 8 sugar daddies?
No.
Somebody tweeted that today.
They get mad at me when I talk about them, so I'm not talking about them anymore.
You do have a sugar daddy?
I have a few. They get mad, so don't ask me anymore.
Sugar daddies get mad or the fans?
The sugar daddies. So you have to keep them very happy.
But you can talk about them but not say their names.
Who was the other girl we had on that had sugar daddy? She was like, her boyfriend was a sugar daddy?
Probably Wendy.
Yeah, Wendy was Starling?
Yeah, Wendy Starling, yeah.
So you have sugar daddies too?
I have a couple.
Did you find them on sugardaddy.com or whatever?
No. They found me.
Well, sure they did, but I mean, what through a website? Or?
What do you got to do?
Yeah, Instagram.
Why does it get me sexually aroused when you have sugar daddy?
I don't know. That's you. So fucked up. That's so weird.
Such a cuck.
You're a super cuck.
How much? You want to have lunch and then can I smell your armpits?
Super cuck.
So wait, so they don't care that they're sharing you?
They don't know. I'm very convincing.
You know what I think it is? I think I'm like a kind of a dirty girl. I think that's...
You like a dirty girl?
That's what my problem is. I think I like...
You're married. Know. Is your wife dirty?
No, yeah, but like when my wife's dirty. Like...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like she sleeps with other people?
No, but she's nice. She backs up on his nose 4 times a week.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Beep,
that's
beep,
fun.
Beep.
No, but...
a little part.
I don't even know. You don't look like a dirty girl, but then
no.
You have a couple of sugar daddies?
Yeah, but they're all...
How do they not know about each other?
How would they?
So when you go out to LA,
we don't group text.
Yeah, that's a good point. When you go out to LA, you're staying with one?
Yeah.
Are you staying with one? So he's taking you to LA?
Yeah.
You're going like a little trip. Like
I know, but it's all business. I'm working. I'm doing shows, podcasts, photo shoots.
Whatever. Business is business.
Yeah, monkey.
Stop it. No.
So, but you'll have sex with this gentleman?
No.
What do you mean no?
Probably not.
What do you mean probably not?
I probably won't.
So he just likes your company?
Yeah.
Didn't like your company? You, anybody? Hello.
That's what some guys want. They just want you to be mean to them.
Really?
Yeah.
You do that?
Yeah.
You like, did that bondage or dominatrix thing?
Yeah, but it's more just like verbal. It's verbal. Not
like,
a...
you call that a dick?
Yeah.
It's like Bonnie and Rich's marriage.
See? That
well,
works?
In her podcast, she just shits on him. He's like, she's pretty. That's I gotta take it.
I love Bonnie.
But will you be sharing a hotel room together?
Yeah.
So where are you staying? Like in Century City?
Where exactly are you staying?
I like Century City when a man's putting me up. I like to stay in Century City.
We're staying at the Standard. I like
right on Sunset.
In Santa Monica?
Downtown.
Oh, yeah, right. And then you go across the street to the Comedy Store and I say hello to
You mean the one downtown or the one on Sunset?
The one downtown.
Oh, I see. That's a new one.
Yeah. Downtown where?
L.A.
Downtown? It's downtown?
I know.
Downtown
it's not
sucks.
That, but it's... It's fine.
Yeah.
It wasn't my choice.
Then you get an Uber. You can take an Uber, right?
All over the place.
You're going to sightsee?
I have his Uber. I have his Lyft.
The Hollywood sign.
All over. Yeah. I'm going to be at the store on Friday.
Oh, terrific.
In the belly room.
Belly room. Hey, is there any room I'm in? It's a belly room.
Hey.
Oh, you got to save that for Chip.
Yeah, that was great.
It'll never happen.
Somebody send me an email.
You get those lobster shorts.
Cohen's in Baltimore, Maryland.
Somebody send me an email. I really don't understand. Her name, first name's JC.
Okay.
Lady.
Mm.
Cool. Hi, JC.
I really don't understand why you rip on Chad Zumach.
Oh,
he's funny on the show and almost feels like he should be put on full time if he was in town. You would have a whole cast like Howard Stern does with all the characters that keep coming through. Chad rules. And then she spelled it with a Z.
R-U-L-E-Z?
Yeah.
Well, how
about Chad?
Chad Zumach, you know Chad?
No,
how much you want to bet that Chad wrote that?
Yeah.
Like, what should I call myself? Hey, Jim Florentine. I'll call myself JC.
JC. And I'll spell everything in
Z. That'll throw him off the scent.
I won't spell my own name in a capital C for Chad. I'll just be like, of course I.
I'm like E. Cummings, lowercase Chad.
Everything's lowercase, like his career.
That'll show. So what podcast are you doing out there?
I think I'm gonna do Candace Thompson's podcast.
Okay.
It's called The Struggle.
Okay.
The photo shoots are taking up like the whole weekend.
What pictures?
You'll see them. I'll send them to you, Brian.
Yeah, good luck.
For money when you send me money.
Actually, are they
have to send you money and you get pictures?
Sometimes.
Really?
I don't even understand.
You're like a sex worker?
I'm just a whore.
You really are.
So guys send you money and then you send them dirty pictures?
They're not dirty. They're artistic.
I've seen somebody send me your Instagram
avant-garde.
Picture. They said they're pretty
Oh yeah? My regular Instagram? I don't think so.
Pretty provocative, but
that's like PG shit.
Like the white
that's
Esther
Kane. So what do you do?
What do you mean?
When you want
How old are you?
58.
Have you ever sent anyone a dick pic?
No, he calls them daguerreotypes.
Have you?
What?
Do you send anyone dick pics? Do you send your wife dick pics? Like, I miss you. Here's my dick.
Hey, I thought it was a Vienna sausage. Oh, my God.
Do you have a little dick? I don't think all Irish guys have little dicks. I know my dad and my brother have big ones, but is yours little?
Party, are they two of your sugar daddies?
Yeah, they're my biggest supporter.
Sweetheart, pack up the station wagon. Biggest we're going to L.A. I'll be the holiday road. Yeah, I have a really girthy, long Irish dick.
Ew.
One brother?
It sounds like when you're choking on it.
You have one brother?
All right, yes.
And your mom knows you have sugar daddy?
No, don't tell her.
Oh, how does she? Well,
she thinks I'm making an honest living.
You kind of are.
Well, it's hard to make a living.
It's only on the side. I mean, that's just like extra fun money.
It's hard to make money as a you need a lot of money in New York. That's
you need a lot. You really do. You need. They say 104 or 110 grand a year. They think just to be like okay.
To be breaking even.
Yeah.
I just read that.
Imagine making that much or that little. Like, give me a gift card.
I know what you make.
Like Applebee's.
No.
I just read a thing about the most like this most expensive place to live, and they said a couple of. In San Francisco, they can't get by in $1 million a year, which is bullshit. But they're like, they said they can't buy anything.
Any more slaves?
Yeah, they can't buy anything for $1 million a year.
Like, what do they own?
Well, that's a little. Yeah. I'm taking off my hat.
Like, are you hot?
Oh, can I smell it? Such a gross.
I'm just trying to show everyone that I didn't buy it for the fucking show. I've had it. Oh. I buy a bunch of new hats at the beginning of the. No, sometimes you never do that and then jerk off. Your own hat?
You're off in a t-shirt. It's not hats. I'm not a weirdo.
Oh.
I like the smell of my own hat.
Yeah.
So, do you love any of these sugar daddies?
No.
All right. And these photo shoots.
I mean, this is the first time I've, like, been, like, single for, like, a while. Like, I've had, like, a boyfriend since I was, like, 19. Like, just, like, boyfriend after boyfriend after boyfriend.
25 years ago? Sorry, I'm just
kidding. That was hurtful.
I beg your pardon.
Incorrect.
Hashtag me too.
And rude.
But see, what happens is.
You made fun of my shorts. So.
I like your shorts are the only thing I like about you.
There is a problem with that because every girlfriend I've ever had in New York, I got them basically on the automatic rebound. Like they broke up with somebody that night.
Totally.
Three girlfriends in a row. My first girlfriend, she was like literally, she worked at the Improv as a waitress, but she had just, whatever. She was like literally on the rebound. She had a bad date that night and I tried to go out with her for years.
Take her to a basketball game?
And then, I got it.
Rebound.
God, I'm so embarrassed I got it.
Then
so embarrassed.
And then my other girlfriend, Jane, she literally broke up. She was a lesbian. She's bisexual. She broke up with her.
Oh, get it, Brennan.
She broke up with
her
girl.
Switching teams.
She broke up with her girlfriend that night.
Your little dick.
And she was sitting at a bar drinking, and me and a Telstar. Well, she worked at the Improv. I mean, at the Cellar.
Yeah, I like your flannel shirt.
Me and a Telstar started talking to her. Yeah. I mean, Tell was always talking to waitresses anyway.
I was going to say, he's probably getting them wet, and you're just taking them home.
No, they wouldn't fuck him because look at him. But he would buy him drinks. And
you are miles above.
I was funny enough. I wasn't so funny as Dave, but I was like, I'm like a 9 compared to his 1.
I know,
Dave's funnier, but Brennan's better looking. I am good looking. I can't even deny it anymore. I got an echo in my ear. I got like swimmer's ear.
I was telling you to shut up.
I was on TV. I was on TV in Chicago, and I was like, I could see myself on a monitor. I'm like, and close ups. I was like, holy, with no glasses. I'm fucking striking.
Getting a chub.
Anyway, I'm like Paul Newman. That's what Tony Woods always says. I'm aging like Paul Newman.
Who's Tony Woods?
Good luck to my wife.
The black guy.
Keeping those bitches away from me.
Your wife looks good too for her.
And then even with
my wife,
she literally broke her boyfriend. Came to she was breaking up. She literally broke up with her boyfriend when I met her.
The last time she came.
And then she her boyfriend was outside. He wanted to meet me.
Oh.
So the bouncer.
He was a fan.
No, the bouncer came up. This is before people had fans.
Oh.
Because there was no internet. There was no Twitter. Whatever.
Right.
There was internet.
You didn't have internet.
It was dial up.
The bouncer comes up. He goes, "There's some guy outside wants." He says he's a fan. He wants to meet you. I go, "I don't have any fans." So it turns out the guy probably had a gun. He was probably going to fucking scare me.
Right.
Yeah.
Because he did have guns, but it turns out.
I had a boyfriend.
The point is, let me finish my point,
it's
is
a
that
long fucking point.
Is that it's like after a while you do need a break, because I think women are just like they never get a chance to work on their shit.
That's true.
They just keep bringing the new baggage to the new relationship, and the guy's like, "Well, she's pretty, and I'll her pussy don't stink."
I've never had so much money as I have now. Like I used
because you have a three or four sugar daddies.
Yeah, I know, but because I always had boyfriends who like cared. They were like, "Don't do that, don't disrespect me." I had a boyfriend.
What do you mean? So why do you have money?
Because
then
don't even. Well, because I mean, I would always like post like pictures of myself on like Instagram and be like, "Oh yeah, this is fun," blah blah blah, and I'd get yelled at for it.
Oh.
So I understand. So why do you have more money now? Because
now I can entertain all these offers.
Oh, I see.
Before I was very respectful. I'm a good girlfriend when I am a girlfriend. I'm like, no, I'm loyal.
So people are giving you money? They see you on Instagram and then they say, "I want more personal pictures."
like your pussy. And
what a country!
You're right.
Thank you, Yakov Smirnoff. He was never more correct. Instagram is for. So all these Instagram models, they're basically saying like, "I'll send you better pictures."
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, I mean, so some people are much more organized than I am. Like, I'm getting to the point where I do.
So
feel
how
like
do you even get? You just send him a DM. No, a guy sends you a DM or whatever you call it on Instagram.
And you got to feel them. You got to see. Like, I'll straight up ask them right away. Are you rich or poor? It's the first question I ask.
How much do you need?
I mean, it's different rates for different things.
$108,000 for a bikini.
You need like. How much if you did a beaver shot? How much would that
beaver shot? $500.
Really, I can see your pussy for $500.
Sure.
Wow.
The thing is, like, my pussy's like perfect though. Like, it's like symmetrical, perfect. Like, I was born with it shut. Like, it's crazy tight.
Really?
Yeah.
It's fucking awesome.
Oh wait, now I'm getting hard again. Well, wait.
Perfect.
Oh, but
I had a guy.
How's the guy send you? He PayPal's you or Venmo?
Venmo, baby. Fuck PayPal. PayPal takes 4%.
No, it's like PayPal.
You do? 4% of what?
Yeah.
Of whore money?
Yeah. 4% out of your.
You're a whore. They don't take any of my money.
Slap you on the wrist and take your money.
How do they know that? You better Venmo me, buddy.
Yes, they do. PayPal takes 4%.
Of what?
Of anything, of any transaction, yeah.
Oh, that's on credit card. I think if they pay you.
4% of PayPal.
Thank you.
Who's it take? They take it from me or the sender?
Both. It comes and goes.
Somebody sends me $100. I get the $100.
Not me. I'll get $96.75 or whatever.
Yeah. Sometimes they take it, but
especially if they're in Canada.
Oh, yeah.
International.
Up north. Designer picks.
Hi to my friends up north. North of the border.
Hey.
Hey, I'm a.
See my moose.
I'll show you some American twat as tight as fuck. Have you fucked any black guys?
Oh, sure, yeah.
And it's still tight?
Yeah. That's a great thing. Pussies are like starfish.
And you do queegs? You do your queegs?
Keegs?
Your queegs? Yeah. Do your pussy farts?
That sounds like a little.
Is your pussy fart? Queef.
My mom taught us, my friends and I, how to queef when I was like 13, 14. She's like, anybody can do that.
Please do it right now on the microphone.
No. No.
Wait, so why'd she teach you to queef?
She was just a funny lady. She is a funny woman.
No, but she would. Is that good for your pussy, though?
No, it doesn't matter. I mean, you just get on your back, put your legs in the air. I mean, you can do it whenever you want.
It's like burping, right?
Right, but you have to suck the air in first and then blow it out.
How do you do that?
You could probably do it.
No. Suck the air in, you just suck it in.
How do you get the air? Yeah. You need like a hair dryer? Like, you can blow it in
there? No.
Mouth to mouth.
No.
Your mom's like, it's really easy. You got to blow in your own pussy with your mouth. You're like, it's already hard.
So she taught you and all your friends when you're 14, you're all laying on your back sucking air in?
Having a blast.
God, you know how the summers get.
Right?
You're running out of things to do.
Yeah.
Couldn't afford
girls.
If you play Uno, we're all going to learn how to make pussy farts.
That was my whole soccer team.
Yeah.
So, like, what about your breasts? Are they nice, too?
Yeah, perfect.
Everything's perfect on you.
I know.
Nice ass, too?
Oh, my ass is the star of the show.
When's the last time you got laid?
2 days ago.
Okay. With a sugar daddy?
No.
Just with a gentleman friend?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just met him on a thing?
No. I've known him for a while.
It's like a friend.
Yeah.
Was it Kurt Metzger?
Yep. Don't do this. You don't do this. Sorry. The producer yelled at me.
Oh.
Don't what?
This.
Yeah.
And this.
Noise. Oh, jeez.
It makes noise?
Yep. Ruining the show.
Ruining the show. Yeah, ruining the show.
These gals today.
Wendy Starling has Wendy does some great shit, though. She's really creative. She, like, sells her underwear. She does, like really cool stuff.
On eBay?
On eBay, like, in person. Like, sometimes she'll meet the guys, like... She's smart. She knows what she's doing.
I don't think I could date women now.
Why?
Because I get attached to women. You know how women. So I just read a thing where women, when a woman gets fucked. Did I read or I heard it? When a woman gets fucked.
Yeah.
They get like attached to the guy.
Right.
Sex is better when there's an emotional connection.
Right.
Even if there isn't an emotional connection, it's like when you get fucked, they get an
emotional. I'm getting turned.
They get like an emotional connection.
No matter what.
Yeah.
That's not true.
No.
But that's how I, when I was younger, that's how I would get. Like if I fucked a girl, I would get an emotional connection.
Yeah.
Plus, I'd be like, sorry, I came too quick.
Right. You know, I just spent a lot of time apologizing.
I'd be walking into the subway. I really apologize.
A lot of guys can't, like, take forever to come now, though.
Because they're all on
me.
They're all antidepressants. They really are.
Yeah.
On, like, is that what it is?
Yeah. Yep, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a little ED sprinkled in there, too. I'm like, if you lose your erection the first time we have sex, I'm never talking to you again.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's an insult. No offense.
I've seen that girl Wendy. Every time
that's
she
an asshole? Me or that him?
No, it's an insult to you.
That's how women feel, but it's not really, though, right? It's a medical condition.
Titties.
No, but you should still take it.
I'm all
even if the
up.
Guy, the first time he's with you, even if he has like any kind of issue, his dick should still be rock hard.
It should work, right?
Yeah. There should be no, unless the guy's drunk.
Or
this time I was with my wife, I was drunk.
Yeah.
And then my dick wasn't doing great.
Right.
But then the second time we went out, and then I stayed sober and got her drunk. And just and then afterwards, I go, I just wanted to stay sober so I could fuck you proper. And then she was on her phone with her friends like, he stayed sober to fuck me properly. She's saying that in front of me. She's like, he's the real deal.
Yeah.
This nigger. She lived on 96th Street.
Sure, of course she did.
That is really fun. That's sweet, though. And that's very
97,
romantic.
Actually. I just do what I have to do. I mean, I don't need to get drunk. I'd rather fucking, I liked her, so I'm like, let me fucking tag this snatch.
Yeah.
Tag this snatch.
You know?
Hey, put down the Michelob. Come over here.
Because if you fuck a girl properly, she's gonna remember you.
Yeah.
I really got fucking. Really
have you seen that girl Wendy?
In my ear. I got swimmers here. If I was swimming today, so maybe.
Really? Shake your head and hold your nose.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
Is that what Phelps taught you when you grew up in Baltimore together?
Yeah, exactly right. Except those big ears.
Michael Phelps.
Yep. That's
let's go drinking and driving, Brian.
I'll come up bong hits first.
You know him?
Michael.
No. He's from Baltimore.
I know. I'm like 20. I haven't lived in Baltimore since I was like 17. So that was 28 years ago. So
wow.
I don't know Michael. I know where he swam, Mount Royal.
Well, Micah, does she have sugar daddies?
Not the same way I do, but Micah has a couple. She has like guys who like her to just text them mean stuff and they'll like send her money.
Really? Yeah.
So all these girls on Instagram that I follow,
right.
I mean, not all, but, you know, I follow a couple, but they pop up, you know,
they
and then
do.
I'm like,
sure.
So they want you.
You might like.
They want you to send them DMs and say, send me more stuff.
I mean, maybe yes, maybe no.
Wow. Because some of them are super hot.
Yeah.
And they're like,
do you think
Hispanic.
That would hurt your wife if you sent women money so you could view their vaginas?
I love it. You kidding me?
You think that would hurt her?
Iranians, please, they're not jealous at all.
reading
your hooker mouth.
Like Instagram model winds up dead.
Reading rice and beans. We're so poor. I'm getting all these Instagram whores.
Boxes of panties. Yeah. All these panties and Ziploc bags stacked up in the hallway.
Somebody also tweeted that every story you tell, that you know, I was like that plane story you're saying, and then it turns out she was Miss Venezuela. Every story you end, the girl's Miss Venezuela or Miss Cuba.
No, she was Miss Brazil.
Brazil. They're always some Miss. They're always some super international.
Necessarily. Just, why would I tell a story if it isn't in?
Because you're a fucking drunk, blind liar. I think that's why.
If I was in
it fits your modus of operandi.
I wish I had to lie about my fascinating life, but that if I was in that girl Wendy, every time she came home from like
Wendy.
The store, Wendy, I'd always be like, check your panties. Are you wearing panties? She'd be like, I sold them on the way home from the Wawa.
Like, she like your house mom, Wendy? Did she give you tips?
No. I listen to her.
Is your rent paid by these guys?
No.
Okay.
I have a writing job. I have a good job. I'll probably get fired talking about all this shit.
No kidding, right?
You have a legitimate job and yet you talk about your sugar daddy. Do people at work know you have a sugar daddy?
No. They're all huge fans of yours, too. They're probably watching right now.
The whore from Reader's
What? Where do you, where you work at True TV?
No. Why are you big? You have a lot of fans at True?
I thought you said you worked at True TV.
No, Paramount.
Oh, Paramount. All right.
Don't worry.
Anyway.
I think I might get fired for that fucking poster. But
what poster?
Rebels. Our two co-queen show.
Oh, okay.
I
don't know. I think
it'll
be okay.
Cool, though. I mean, I don't know if I want my daughter to do it, but I just think it's cool that women
are. Hold your daughter.
Yeah, she's a little young.
We'll get her in there.
Yeah, exactly.
I just think it's better. No, like,
what's her name?
I just think it's funny. Women are on the hustle like this. And it's like, guys.
It's so easy. Like, it's so easy. It doesn't cost me anything. I don't give a shit. I mean, like, I'm not going to have this body or be this hot for much longer. So fucking rake it in. I don't give a shit.
What do you look like? Can I see?
She's got a nice
head. Get out of here. Hey, Jesus Christ.
Don't do it, Brian. Brian's like a fucking St. Bernard.
So close.
I can't see what you look like.
All slobbering.
Arms are thin. I can see that.
My arms are jacked. I've been working out.
She's a thin Irish girl.
Right.
But you got a nice ass, though, right? I've seen it. Yeah. I've seen it on your Instagram.
Thank you.
What do you mean, black eyes? Because you don't have blue eyes?
She fucks black guys.
No.
No.
That'd be funny if they called you black Irish because you fuck black guys.
There
goes black Irish.
There goes Megan.
There's Tyrone in it, leaving her house.
Here goes Megan with Jamal doing it again. She's a real whore.
Oh, they're doing it again.
Doing it again.
Oh, top of the morning to you.
Because I'm such a like, let's make money. Let's all make money. So if you can make money just showing that ass. Imagine if you can make money showing your cock. Imagine.
I mean, sometimes they like misconstrue things and think that I want pictures of them.
Of course.
Nobody likes a dick pic, though, right?
I mean, there's beautiful penises
that's you?
Out there. But
yeah, you got kind of a
fucking... Oh, wow, we're zooming in. What a creep.
Yeah, kind of a
that's not even the best one. That's a good one.
It's kind of
though.
A Dominican ass, though.
It's big, yeah.
Look at Brian. Hey, rushes
relax.
Over.
Oh, my God.
Get over there, Columbo.
Oh, yeah, great.
That's my dog, Ernest. Me and Ernest have a comic strip. It's called Ernest Goes to Pound Town. If anybody, you should follow that Instagram, too. We do all these different comics.
How much did they have to pay for that?
Nothing. That's free. That's not my
That's a teaser.
That's exactly. That's the appetizer.
It's in the front door.
Are there any pictures of you fucking the dog? Of course, I had to make that joke. Had to.
Is there peanut butter out?
Yeah, it's safe.
Come here, Ernest.
He's neutered, so it's
peanut butter and peanut butter and pussy sandwich.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, no, because I'm like seriously. I mean, I'm only doing it because I have kids, but I just think the hustle is like funny now. Like
yeah.
Everyone's just selling shit and
right.
with eBay and fucking
yeah.
Just you know, PayPal, donate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People just give me money.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm providing a service, I guess, like that lady said.
I feel like men have, you guys just have all this extra money, too. Like, women, we need all this money.
For your makeup.
We need it for this
tampons.
Fucking makeup, for our yeah. tampons,
for your shoes,
for abortions. We
for
need
abortion.
All this money.
Coat hangers are, you know, how many dry cleaners can you go to?
Yeah, yeah. I like fancy ones where they make me go nut-night.
How many abortions?
Nut-night.
How many babies have you killed?
Seven, niner, I don't know.
Really?
No, never. I've never even had a pregnancy scare.
Not even one, no kidding.
Nope. I don't think so. I mean, sometimes I get my period and I'm like, that thing looks like it's breathing.
Oh, really?
But.
A little clump of menstrual blood.
Well, yeah, it's got like your fucking heartbeat
well,
in the
toilet Liam.
Bowl.
It's like a dreadlock in it.
You're looking at preschools.
Wait, are you, is it possible you're barren?
Sure, yeah.
Do you want to have children?
No, I don't think so. No.
Okay.
I mean, if it like, I feel like if I were ever to have kids, it would like happen to me. I would never plan it.
Oh, you imagine though, like while you're pregnant, your sugar daddies would go nuts. Like you would get, like they love like
they'd
pregnant
take care
pictures.
Of me, right?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah. Oh yeah. You'd have all the baby shoes you need and right. baby wipes. And
so I just
you
give know them you're... my baby?
Yeah, just give them at the end
oh,
of
you
it.
You sound like you.
There you go. What's about my baby?
How do you know all about how the sugar daddies are going to react?
Yeah.
You
want to try I feel like you are one.
You want to tell us?
No, but I have a friend of mine who's into pregnant girls, and he's really into pregnant girls. Like
fetishes are real, man.
Yeah, and it's a legitimate. I asked him once. I said, "Why do you like it?" And he goes, "Because their skin is so warm because their heart's pumping blood for two people."
What a fucking creep! Oh my
so
god.
So how did so he like dates them?
He likes prostitutes that are pregnant. So
oh my god.
Yeah, he goes to
the worst type of. People just bringing in more crack babies. What
prostitutes that are pregnant?
He goes to the Dominican Republic, Panama, for example, where it's legal, and then he'll call up a
What's
brothel.
Legal?
Prostitution's legal, and he'll go to like a brothel
Panama?
And be like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that.
He's like, I'm looking for a nice 6 months.
Is it illegal here?
It's legal in the DR. It's legal in Panama, Colombia. You know all the fun places.
Yeah.
Venezuela.
And Germany, which is no fun.
Right.
Yeah. Who wants to fuck a? You call that a dick?
That's Juden.
Oh, there we go.
He's here.
What's
Wait,
oh,
what's
look,
that?
On the screen.
What is it?
I don't like
it. It's Karen.
Very uncomfortable.
Oh, good. See, there you go.
I'd be cute pregnant, I guess.
Oh, yeah, but your titties are getting bigger.
Yeah, my tits are getting bigger.
Big areolas, probably.
She
I would
does look like you.
That hate being pregnant, though. But this would be my face.
Yeah. Oh, it's rough.
How late in your wife's pregnancy did you fuck her? I was on Q.
God, fucking Steve Torelli's going to have a field day with that pregnancy thing.
I think, I don't know. But after a while, it just gets like, come
uncomfortable.
On.
Uncomfortable.
Well, because it's like, I know you're supposed to keep fucking. Even a doctor says keep fucking. Because it's good for the good. It's good for something.
Yep. It keeps like the whole.
It keeps me from fucking somebody else.
Right. Wow.
But I think it keeps the pussy and it keeps the muscles active.
Weird. What's weird is the viscosity of the forget these medical terms, but the pussy juice.
Yeah.
Gets kind of sticky and it gets thicker. It kind of turns into like almost like
I'm stuck in here.
Like a weak, like a milky glue.
You can't even get, when you're trying
to go to work with her the next day. I'm stuck.
Let go, honey, let go.
All the Elmer's glue peeling it off my dick. Yeah. I'm a 9-monther. I don't care. I get right in there. But you can only do like a couple positions. It's not like a yeah. You can't be like reverse cowgirl. Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
Break that water. Break that water of daddy's hard dick.
I think I would be a miserable cunt if I was pregnant. I would make people get me.
You're already halfway there, so.
Are you on any kind of like medication yourself, like
birth control?
No. Well, yeah, probably that. Yeah.
No.
IUD or anything?
No.
A lot of guys are.
Fall and pray.
A lot of guys are on.
Irish.
Morgan Irish girl. Laura.
A lot of guys are on meds, right?
Yeah.
Antidepressants. Yeah. Young guys. Why? Because they have to seem upbeat. You can't be down anymore.
I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know when they get put on.
I think it's like what Neil does. Like he's like, it looks bad if you're sad. So they all have to be like, yeah, Jimmy Fallon, Seth Meyers. Yeah, that's terrific. Oh, my God. I'm a team player.
Everyone's
upbeat. So,
I just don't know why you need medication. Like sometimes just be sad. It's okay.
Right. No, it's embarrassing. It's like having your hair in a certain way.
You like a hot sad guy, like a brooder, like a Johnny Depp.
Fuck, Jesus Christ!
Yeah.
Not right now, the Johnny Depp. He's kind of
old. I mean, like young Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Even 21
Jump Street.
Yeah.
You have to walk quick.
The other guy,
Peter DeLuise.
Yeah.
Peter DeLuise.
I'm his dad. I love that show so much. I'd fuck everybody involved with it.
He spit roasted by. I like Jackie Robinson. She was cute.
Johnny Depp was hot, but he's a mess.
Yeah,
James Dean, like a brooder, you know. I like, I like that.
What are you rebelling against?
Edgar Allan Poe. Smoke show.
No, I'm fucking dark.
Oh, the Raven, nevermore. Cask of Amontillo. Ah.
Now, that's good until you really get fucking marry them. Ask my wife.
But everyone's also
then it's like snap out of it because if a guy's really like that, it's a fucking mess.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Everyone's over medicated now too. Everyone's like. You know, you go to the doctor one time and they give you like 6 months worth of Klonopin. And they're like, all right, take this. It's going to fuck up your dick.
Because you know, the thing is, the doctor can't tell you to exercise, you know?
Right. Why not?
Because you're not going to do it. So he can't make you exercise,
I
fucking exercise every day. That's why my dick is rock hard right now.
Are you pointing at your bike? I'm like, what
sofa.
Is he pointing?
He bench presses the sofa.
Like, what is he pointing?
An hour before every show.
No, but the doctor can't tell you to exercise.
He should be.
Says, like, because that'll affect you. That'll improve your mood. But they can't do that. So.
I'm in the gym every morning. Equinox, printing house. Best gym
in the pictures
city.
On those fucking machines.
All day. I get the yoga studio by myself all day. But
pull it apart.
Pull it apart.
A little gaping shot back there. This is where the shit comes out.
I just made $25.
There's a fucking Mexican cleaning lady behind me. I'm like, get out of my shot, you fucking bitch.
Actually, give me that mop handle. Yeah, it's a
fucking love Equinox.
Oh, good times.
Which one?
Gotta work out. Printing House, West Village. There's a roof deck pool. It's gorgeous. Wow. It's nice.
You live in the West Village?
No, I work over there.
Oh.
Yeah, I go before
I was
work.
Thinking like this.
I'm not telling.
This is a borough.
Brooklyn.
Sorry about the L train.
It's okay. It'll be okay.
You live in North Brooklyn. Oh, I gotcha.
I think I'm going to move.
To?
I don't know.
Who do you live with now?
I have a couple of roommates.
Are they friends?
Yeah, they're great.
Ex-friends?
Nope. Just regular friends.
Gals and guys?
A couple guys, yeah.
And you guys don't get drunk and fuck it every once in a while?
We don't. I haven't had a drink in almost in 3.5 months.
No way.
Talked about this last time, yeah.
No, I was probably sober last time, right?
Yeah. How's it going?
Great.
You going to meetings and stuff? Or just?
I do sometimes. They're like, you know, like I can go to like one a week, maybe, or like one a month or something.
It's like a cult, right?
I went to one with my mom when I was home on Cape Cod. That was really fun.
Oh. Is she
your mom
also?
In a program?
Nope.
She just went with you?
She likes looking at the alkies. Look at that fucking creep.
All right, Dolores, I'll drive you. Mommy, finish your screwdriver.
It is fun to judge those fucking people.
Oh, yeah.
I've been sober over. Who gives a fuck?
Shut up. People, it's like, put your fucking hand down. Like, every time. It's like,
and a sad
do
story,
an open mic.
Sad stories are fun.
Yeah. The ones when they share, they're like, when they kill their kids in like a car accident.
Those are good.
Woo!
That's gold.
Yeah.
I'm typing it up like a screenplay.
So
try that again, please. Was this a cold winter night or was it like a warm winter night?
Has it made your thing more effective, your Instagram and everything?
Being sober?
Is it getting more productive?
I don't know, because when I was drinking, I was real wild because I was taking myself out to like $100 liquid lunches. Okay. I'd be like, who am I going to get to pay for this? So I was like hustling a little harder probably.
Oh, I see.
Were you like a sloppy drunk?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So you think you have a drinking problem?
I know I have a drinking problem.
Okay, but you're not.
I have a tattoo that says "Don't serve me" on my arm.
Really?
Yeah. I'm a fucking super out.
Right. It's either that or exit only back there, but I don't think that's.
Shut up.
He does the same eight jokes. You call him Marty Lang. Does the same eight jokes, but with the new guest, they haven't heard it. Nobody listens to the show, so everything's a surprise.
New to me.
So,
well, that's good. You got to, you know what's going on. You know you're a drunk.
Yes.
So even if you drink, you're like, you know you shouldn't drink.
Right. So. I mean, I've been like,
like, can I have a drink with this arm behind your back? Drink,
that's the thing. That's why I got it in.
You think, don't worry about it.
That's why I got it in cursive.
Get a tonic, please.
I got it in cursive. Oh, yeah. Bartenders can't read cursive. Yeah,
not Times New Roman.
Creepy close on me again.
That's funny. When'd you get that?
Looks like I'm red. Probably like 5 years ago.
So you used to get drunk and then get laid, fuck a new guy every time you got drunk, pretty much?
You know, I would relapse after, I was with a guy for a long time and I was like drinking, doing blow all the time.
Yeah.
And then I got sober and I got a new boyfriend. I was sober for like 2 years. We were together. And then I relapsed when we broke up.
Well, he was sober?
He was no, but he was like chill. He'd have like a beer. He was
and so he didn't like when you relapsed?
No, that was the end. It all kind of happens at the same time, you know?
Because you're drinking because you're sick of the guy.
Right.
Well, if you relapse, you should just become a vegetarian and change that to don't serve meat to me.
Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah, I'm going to go.
You really have to leave?
Thank you for having me.
Are you really out of here?
No.
Oh, good.
So, Colette, didn't you leave early last time?
Yeah, I'm going to leave early again. We're almost done, right?
We're
going to get
eight minutes. I'm going to give
her
some
money.
Can I not...
What do you want?
Can you see your ass or something? Come on, Kevin, don't
you
just give
her zoomed in on my ass.
No, I pay.
How much you gonna? Hey, when do we get paid?
I give good guys money.
This is very moist.
No, because I was.
This is very moist.
Middle-aged man bike sweat.
I'm not gonna tell you what happened.
I'll smell this. I won't smell that.
Smell it in the hat.
Oh, it actually was in my pants.
Are you gonna ask for this back after we?
Some sweat. My pants have sweat in them.
So gross. So fucking.
She'll take it anyway.
I have no problem.
Not the sweatiest tornado bill you've ever been given. Let's be honest.
This is a good day.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, man.
I didn't give it to you with my mouth.
I might get the lobster roll.
Roll it up in a mouth.
Ooh. In my face.
I didn't know that. Oh, look at this. There's a good one.
Oh, that's a great one. Good job, you guys.
Oh, wait. Have a look.
Nice.
Back in a minute.
Good find. They dug for that.
You like when guys eat your ass?
Of course.
And you...
I don't like fingers up there, but they can eat it.
Yeah, eat. I eat my wife's ass out of respect because she's got a great ass. So I like eat it, and then I like when I'm I shouldn't really say this, honey, but
you're pulling it apart.
I like to grab it and like I like to
so creepy.
No, I like to pull it apart.
Fix
and then,
your ass, by the way.
I like to pull it apart and then fucking because that gets me turned on. And then I stick my fucking dirty tongue up there and I and then I give her a $20 bill.
Yep. You lick it, okay. Put it on her forehead.
I gotta go see Mission Impossible now. Okay.
I heard that Dirty Asian, what's that Dirty Asian movie? Dirty Rich Asians?
Yeah. It's not dirty, it's not in the title.
I heard it's good.
Crazy Rich Asian?
Crazy Rich Asian.
My mother-in-law liked it. She don't,
I saw the trailer.
Yeah, that's a good picture.
That one's all right. That was, my butt was smaller then. I was too skinny.
Is that a tan line?
No, I have on a white bathing suit.
Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, it looks like you have a tan line. Maybe that's just a flash. So then a guy will go,
it is a tan line, I guess.
A guy will go, I like that, and then he'll send you like a DM.
Yeah.
And then you have to accept the picture.
Exactly. The request.
What if they repost? Like you said, you really would do naked pictures.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it is a concern, right? So I just send things I wouldn't mind if people did repost. I don't care.
How do you send it? Oh, through the DM on Instagram.
You go, hey, Vimo me or voodoo me.
You got money first. You get money first.
Voodoo me. Make a little doll of you. Right. He's putting whiskey in your mouth.
Most of my clients are from Haiti. So they,
I want to see your pussy for 10 coconuts. That's good stuff.
Wow. I love it.
Yeah.
I just think making money is fun.
So easy.
It's not easy, but it's easier for a woman. But I think for I just think, you know, doing all this PayPal shit, it's fun. Donate. No, because it's like, you know, they, you know, whatever. If they want to give you money, why not, right?
Well, I mean, they have it, right? I mean, I had one guy who was so great. He was like $300-$400 like a day. Wow. I would take a picture of like a Marc Jacobs purse, like, I want this, and he'd be like, how much is it? And money be Micah. There's Micah. Oh, she's gonna be so mad. Yeah.
Hold on, hold on.
That's on my Instagram though, right?
Oh, it is?
Yeah. I'll use her too. She's got a great, for a Jew, that's a great ass.
That's a great dad.
Nice. Look at that. Left cheek is perfect. I don't know what's going on with the right, but the left is, mwah,
yeah,
glorious.
The right cheek needs a bit of a workout.
She's been taking bar classes. That's an old picture. She's better.
And you do squats and build up your ass?
Oh, yeah. You do weighted squats. I do like 12 pounds in each hand.
Sure you do. Bend down real deep.
Guys hit on you at the gym?
You know they do, but I'm such a cunt. Like, my face is so cunty, and I don't look warm or engaged.
Because
yeah,
you're not.
Right.
Coincidence.
I was
spoiler alert.
But like, guys are fucking stupid. If I'm like doing sprints on a treadmill, don't fucking try to talk to me.
Yeah.
Some guy was like, "What are you training for?" I was like, "I'm gonna stop and like look at you."
Yeah,
like,
to run away from you, right. You fucking rapist.
Our marriage, hopefully, in 2 years.
Yeah. Right.
Is there a handicap stall I can suck your dick?
You should
say, I'll talk to you if you give me $50 on Venmo.
Right, why don't you pay for my Equinox membership?
Your entire life a transaction, every single thing.
Very negotiable.
Uh-huh.
You sneeze, guy goes, God bless you. You go, that's $5.
$5.
It's like when you get on Spirit Airlines, everything's $40.
I haven't flown commercial in years.
Yes, you have.
Well, not in the back of the plane.
No, Spirit charges you, if you bring on a kid, it's like $20.
Right.
You bring out a bag, if you put a bag underneath the fucking seat ahead of you, it's $50.
Like Ryanair, they're like, you want ice cubes? That should be $10. Ryanair is a discount Irish airline.
We're almost done. It doesn't even matter.
No, it doesn't matter.
We don't do another show here until the 2 weeks.
I know. So
we have off Labor Day and we have off next week. So we have pre-tapes, but still, we're not going to be live. This gold that we deliver every Monday and Wednesday.
Really, like, we should call this show the Rumpelstiltskin Show.
Because what's of that? The golden hair
in
and the
gold, right?
Gold.
Now, will you really? Yeah, totally. I think you're fun.
I am.
Your wife would hate you, by the way.
Yeah.
For the record,
skinny little hot girl with a big fat ass.
Why?
Yeah.
Women love me.
No, because she would be like, she's a fight. She's the. She'd be like, that's exactly what you want. Just that girl is like a fucking. You fuck. Go fuck her.
Don't tell her about me. I'm
scared
now.
She'll listen to this. Don't worry. Yeah, watch out. Lock
your... No, we had you on before. I didn't even know all this. I knew Wendy was doing it, but, you know, Wendy's not really in my league, but I'm not in my league. She's not.
If you see a woman in front of the printing press in a giant sombrero with a great ass, just
run.
Walk around the block.
Run.
No, I just thought Wendy was, anyway. I don't know. I don't want to insult Wendy.
Don't insult Wendy.
Yeah, Wendy's great. I don't even know.
Yeah,
I just think you're more attractive or something. Can I say that?
Sure, why not? Wendy's a pig. No.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying she's more my type because she's sassy and she's...
Wendy's sassy as fuck.
Yeah.
But I think that you're like, you know, whatever. My dick's been hard since about 42.
I'm leaving.
And that's about...
I'll be at New York Comedy Club on
minutes.
Monday.
Yeah, let's do plugs here. Come on, let's go.
I pay. Yeah, you got your money. Get the fuck out.
I know.
What are you waiting for?
I put the money.
Next time, I'm just gonna put the money on right on here.
$329. I'll just take it, flash my ass to the camera, and leave.
Is that what you want? Is that what you want?
That's all I'm good for.
What is your Instagram, please?
That's what my wife would say. Like, is that what you want? Is that the kind of girl you want? Maybe. A young girl who's fucking five other guys. Maybe I'm a cuck. Maybe if my wife started fucking other dudes, we could use the money.
Yeah, why not? You should get your wife on this.
Yeah,
Instagram
why don't you pimp your wife?
Oh, she.
You could just like be her.
Fortune.
Yeah, you could just like be her. You create this character, right? So you just start messaging these guys. You get them all excited, and then just.
Oh, I'm her.
Right.
All right.
All you need is an inventory of pictures. Yep. So take
I already
some
have
pictures.
Those.
You got those, right?
You're in the
you're
corner.
Sitting on like at least like a G a week, probably at least
a G a week
at
on
least.
My wife's ass.
Yeah.
And you're just in the
corner. I haven't even seen it. I believe in you, though.
Sitting on the bed wearing makeup. You're just sitting there with lipstick on, just like watching in the corner, and she's like got her ass out.
I have to go back to
my week. Job. All right, God bless.
I'll be at New York Comedy Club on Monday and Wednesday, and Micah and I shows on Tuesday at the Slipper Room.
And when are you going to be in
LA,
Los Angeles?
LA, I'll be there Labor Day weekend, August 31st at the West Side Comedy Club and the Comedy Store, and Sunday at the Comedy Store again.
Great.
And photo shoots and stuff.
Karen Feehan, everybody.
Great. Thank
Did
you
I
so much.
Did I get it right? Did I? Karen right. Feehan.
Here she goes. Okay. All
thanks,
right.
Neil.
In and out like
and
a
Mika
tornado.
Fox.
Which is a couple bars in the block. Don't watch past them. Oh.
Now, you know what it is?
She got cuter or something.
Now, you know what it is? When I was, we got to wrap up. But when I was a young boy.
Huh?
I always liked the girls, like, and I think everybody's like that, but I liked the dirty girls in school.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, I heard she's fucking, blah.
Yeah.
Always got me turned on, you know.
Yeah, me too.
Is that my wife? Is that the 1G a week we're talking about?
What is up there?
Is that Artie Lang's ass? Who's that, Karen?
It's Karen again, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Got
she's got
more,
a tattoo on the back. Who's that, Rocky? What's the tattoo on her right shoulder?
It almost looks like a Staying Alive, kind of.
Oh, yeah. Wow, these girls. Oh, man.
You go down to the ass for Brian.
Thank you. Oh, it's great. Yeah.
So we used to go to these. We used to, when we lived in Pennsylvania, we would go to New Jersey because I was 18 to drink in New Jersey. So we would go to New Jersey, like me and my friends, we would go. And then we go to like these little fucking sex places,
yeah,
where
fully
you
nude
to the girls.
I don't know yeah. what
the, I guess you would give me, it was like a peep show kind of a thing. You
yeah.
could, but then you would talk to them and just seeing these girls like on the other side of glass with naked, like, mm-hmm. and you, I would, it would make me crazy.
Oh yeah, know? Me too. Yeah.
So I think, you know, when I see a guy with like a nice, like not that my wife's like not proper, but like. But, like, my wife's Hispanic, so that creates, like, a whole different environment. But, like, when I see a guy with a regular white lady, I'm like, I just can't even I can't imagine, like, being – like, I know we have regular
white – No.
Regular white – but I'm just saying, like, a proper lady. Like, I just like it. There's a little bit – has to have a little bit of a
– stink on it.
Have a little bit of a something to it.
Yeah, I got you.
Have a little bit of a something to
it. Not a very unusual thing.
So, like she's got to be, you know, Asian or it's like, I don't know. I think it's something. But she's, you know, she's like a white lady, obviously.
Yeah.
But she's got like this thing. So that gets me something.
She looks like she'd be a lot of fun in the sack. But I think
it's not even that. Just the fact that she's like, she's not a typical, you know, like, I'll make you some cookies and
I think it's going to fuck.
I'll become your mom.
I think it's going to fuck with your head though eventually after like just
oh yeah of course
treating every relationship as a like a commercial enterprise. It's got to be kind of exhausting.
Oh, of course, but I'm saying like when I went to these peep shows, these girls were like, they were doing it for money, but I was like, it made me crazy. Even to this day when I go to a strip club, I know what it's about, but it's still that whole thing of like they want to fucking trick you into giving you all their money or the opposite, whatever I said the opposite, right.
Yeah.
They want to get all your money. So it's like a game, and they have to be like, so there's a something to it. Like
it's a delicate ballet, if you will.
My wife thinks I'm a, the other day she was like, she goes, she thinks I have a problem with like strippers, you know, but I don't even go to those clubs anymore. But I do like a dirty girl.
Yeah, of course. Everybody likes dirty girls.
No, not everybody.
Oh, we do.
Not everybody.
All right. Should we wrap it up?
I feel like it's the end of mass. I do like a dirty girl. Now go in peace, everybody.
You know what he bought
me? Serve the Lord.
Jesus, amen. All you wops, get out of the lot.
Anyway, I feel like I have something important to say, but I can't remember.
Well, any plugs you have?
I'll tweet it. Huh?
Huh? Any plugs?
Kevin Brennan 666 on Twitter. We're doing shows with Gino and Aaron in September, but that's a long way
away. Did you check out Tomedy Club?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
How is it?
We were dying laughing when we played it yesterday in here just by ourselves.
It was
good? Outstanding. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Is it?
What is it, guys?
It's Tom Cassidy.
It's a little too good. It's
you guys
good.
Were surprised?
Yeah. It was awesome.
The costume was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They really went for it.
How many views does it have? Just you two guys?
I don't know. Probably.
Got 515 right now.
Hey, it's not
We're
bad.
Getting there.
Hey.
Another million.
That's right. Slow and steady wins the race.
Oh, there it is. All right, where can we find that?
So just on YouTube, search Tomedy Club.
Okay.
With a T. You know, Tomedy
not,
Club.
Not Tom Cassidy. Tomedy Club.
Yeah.
You can't see anything, Brian. All right, shout out to the crew. We'll see you in a couple weeks. Kevin Brennan 666 on Instagram. I'll probably have some pictures of my wife's ass out there.
There and, you go.
Try to make
Mio or Vendo.
1G a week. That's my new motto. 1G a week.
Right. At Brian P. McCarthy on Twitter, please. Thank you.